Welcome to ParentChildConnect.com. I am Olaolu Ogunyemi. We rebranded the crew. You know, there are many audacious claims out there. Some of them, you know, really make you scratch your head and wonder how people come up with this stuff. Hey, well, I have one of my own that I'd like to share with you. We have rebranded the crew. I've made this claim in a couple of podcasts and live interviews, and usually people ask, what does that even mean? Well, allow me to explain. So first I'll start by telling you what I used to think about the crew. I'll never forget watching the movie The Seventh Sign when I was younger. That movie definitely spooked me. If you look at my website, I dropped the link to the trailer if you don't know what I'm talking about. I have never forgotten a quote, "Will you die for him?" Man, I get chills just thinking about it. Another part of the movie that has persisted in my mind is the part where the main character, who's played by Demi Moore, dreamed of a crow while pregnant. You see, this ominous sign along with the rest of the plot was enough to scare me away from crows. I didn't want to see them, I didn't want to dream about them, or hear them. You know, there's only one problem though. The American crow is one of the top 10 most common birds in Louisiana. There are literally thousands of them. Even so, I did my best to avoid them. But then something happened. My thoughts about crows obviously changed. And now you're probably wondering, after I told you that story, how in the world did crows become the main character for your Amazon bestseller and the image for your brand? You know, that would be a logical question. In fact, Josh, my brother and illustrator of Crow from the Shadow, asked the same question when I pitched him this crazy idea. I told him that there were three reasons why I chose the crow. The first reason is I wanted to make a winner out of a character who was unlikely to ever be the focal point or hero. There are millions of children's books out there, and I've probably read at least 1,000 of them. From what I can recall, I have only seen the crow portrayed as a dark, ominous creature, primarily used in young adult literature to give an eerie feeling to the book. Josh did a phenomenal job of giving a similar but age-appropriate aura in the beginning of Crow from the Shadow. The pages are dark, and the crow is almost consumed by the shadow. But where my story differs is Crow slowly begins to come out of that shadow, and the shadow completely fades away by the end of the story as Crow learned that he had the power within to defeat the shadow all along. The story begins dark and gloomy and ends with Crow being thrust into the light as he is enlightened. The message is that all of us face, quote unquote, the shadow, no matter who, what, or where that may be for you. The shadow always tells us what we can and cannot do, and it predetermines whether we will succeed or fail. But just like Crow, who began in complete darkness, we have the power to defeat the shadow once we identify its control over us and determine that we will overcome the odds. Number two. Many people prejudge a crow and predetermine its destiny. I don't know about you, but I had never even considered what a baby crow looks like. Have you ever seen a baby crow? It could be the most adorable bird in the world, but most of us would never know unless we actually intentionally researched it. Many of us would agree that crows knock over our trash, drop roadkill in our yard, damage our crops, and make a lot of noise near our windows when we're trying to rest. For those reasons, we consider them annoyances or pests, and they will always be written off as such. Ironically, that sounds like a lot of us, depending on where we're from, what we have done in the past, what people have told us, our disabilities, etc. My goal is to break that norm and give you the greatest power there is, the power of choice. No matter who says what, my goal is to empower you to choose to determine your own future. Which leads to my final point. Number 3. And this was the completion of my rebranding efforts. The Crow is now a common reminder that you control your own destiny. I hope that you think of the encouraging message every time you see or hear a crow. No matter who you are, where you are from, or what people have told you, you can be and do whatever you put your mind to. So dream big and pursue your purpose. Just like Crow, you have the power to defeat the shadow. Thank you, and you have a wonderful week.